When House Democrats say Nancy Pelosi helped them in their campaigns, they usually mean she raised money for them. Pelosi is only the latest leader to rise largely through fundraising. But there are still some members of Congress trying to restrict the flow of political money, and their leader is still Republican Senator John McCain, who today laid out their agenda for the next Congress. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Arizona Republican John McCain is a few steps ahead of where he was 2 years ago, when Washington insiders said the bill he co-sponsored with Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold was dead in the water. Now that bill is law, but its critics say the Supreme Court will wipe much of it off the books sometime next year. Besides, they say, the big political players have already found the loopholes. McCain says the big political players are in for a fight.
Oh, we'll have to fight the battle again. We'll have to galvanize our legions. We have 120,000 people on Straight Talk America that we can communicate with instantly over the Internet. Oh, we'll have to go to work.
Part of the reform agenda is reactive, defending McCain-Feingold in court and pressuring the Federal Election Commission to change regulations that undermine the law. Other priorities, a complete overhaul of the Elections Commission, and down the road, free TV time for candidates. McCain also promised to go after the so-called shadow committees, groups set up by national party leaders to raise corporate and union soft money. That's the money the parties themselves can't raise since McCain-Feingold took effect 10 days ago. But McCain may also find himself on the defensive. Most of his fellow Republicans opposed his bill. His nemesis, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, is now the number two ranking Republican in the Senate. At the Cato Institute, analyst John Samples says the McCain-Feingold law passed this year may turn out to have been the high point for campaign finance reform.
Everything else that's on the agenda now really has no support much in either party, and you get this sense from Congress that he wore them out last year and they really don't want to hear about campaign finance.
McCain said today he thinks the public feels differently.
People came up to me and said they were sick and tired, disgusted with the tenors of the campaign, the negative ads, most of which were funded by groups and organizations which will not be allowed to do that anymore. Many of them came to me and said, thank God we'll never have to see this again.
Washington insiders are pretty sure that ads like those will continue, just under different sponsorship. Today, McCain quoted his favorite source, Theodore Roosevelt, railing against the political triumph of sordid and selfish materialism. It was clear he doesn't think the battle is over. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.